This shouldn't be a thing. Today it is the eight-legged undead edition. Scientists in Europe have identified a previously unknown species of fungus that's turned cave spiders into zombies. All right, right there, Calvin. That first line gets you. The fungus lures them out of their webs before instigating an untimely death and then using the spider's corpses to spread its spores. Gross. I should have said trigger warning. Don't eat your lunch while listening to me talk right now. Holy cow. The newly discovered species named Giblula atimburi. That was a guess. And if I didn't get that right, I apologize to science. Acts in a similar way as the zombie ant fungus. Okay, there's too much ant. There's too much zombie happening here. Seemingly manipulating its prey to move to a more suitable spot for fungus to spread, according to a study published January 24 in the journal. You're going to want to get a hold of this one, Calvin. Fungal Systematics and Evolution. That is a page turner. But the way in which the fungus affects the arachnid's brain is still a mystery, and a multitude of questions remain about the fungus's evolutionary pathways and ecological impacts, and when will someone write a movie about this? Because you know, Calvin, they can make a movie out of this. Zombie spiders? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, specifically the zombie spiders is very interesting, but the game franchise, The Last of Us, and it has a TV adaptation that came out recently. The zombie infection in that franchise is fungal based.
The way you just popped an eyebrow, like it's gonna happen. Meh. I'm gonna put the link to the article in the show notes, and there are pictures of these things. They look like frozen, like literally frozen in snow. Spiders. The scientists went on to say, we know very well the ants, the wasps, and very, very few other examples, and now this is a different family, so it's a new origin of behavior manipulation. A mycologist at the Natural History Museum of Denmark and assistant professor at the University of Copenhagen said, it's something really interesting that's not super common in the parasitic world. Well, great. I like how scientists can just be like, yes, this is very interesting. Meanwhile, in the back of my head, I'm thinking, this is how we go. This is a zombie spider apocalypse, Calvin. I feel like you could see that coming. You read a lot of fantasy books.
Yeah, zombie isn't my preferred genre, but yeah, it's definitely, I hope against hope that if something like that were to happen, our scientific community would be able to react in time to not have an apocalypse of zombified people walking around. But it's definitely, I don't even want to say it's a possibility because it seems insane.
Well, Calvin, my big hope then is that we still have a scientific community who can combat the problem if it comes up. So if you see a spider that looks like it's frozen in snow, step around it. It might not be cold. It might just be a zombie. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.